Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis. Pick it up on Mem Alfam Beis, about the bottom of the page, about 10 lines are up, so or so. Next part of the Mishnah. Echad Omer. Let's say one of them goes and he says that it happened the second month, one said it in the third of the month, then it's okay, it's good. Ad Kamina. How much into the day, into the month, can we assume that the person didn't know about the Iber, you know, that the month was longer or shorter? Until the majority is already passed, so like the 16th. But if it's after that, then we don't buy it anymore. Says Rashi, Aval Mikan Veilach Kagon. Echad Omer Be'esrim Echad. An Echad Omer Be'esrim Echad. One says it happened on the 20th. One said it happened on the 21st. So then, lo tanila v'imar chodesh de kvar shama b'yomer malalu, because he already knows by then shayu chodesh mubar. He knows that it's a chodesh mubar. Therefore, the testimony is batal. Amar Rava. Rava says afanan nami tanina, because we also learn from our Mishnah. It says echad omer b'shlosh ve'echad omer behei. Then they do some b'teil. It's gonna be batal. Amai, why nima? She says they have a shnei iburin. You know, 2 months in a row there was an ibur. Therefore, they had a 2-day discrepancy. V'ze any day b'shnei iburin. B'shnei iburin. El alav mishum der beruba yada. No, once you get to the majority of it, then you already know. It says Gemara liola meimelcha beruba nami loyder. Maybe he gets the majority doesn't still doesn't know. B'shipura yada, but he knows because of the sound of the shofar. When there's a new month, they blow the shofar. Mechad shipura alamar detoy. A person can say he made a mistake with one shofar. He missed the, you know, blowing the shofar. We don't say that the time that they made a mistake. So therefore, only if it's 1 day off, it's going to be good. How long can you say Kiddush Levana? Rashi's Imlo Birei Chayom Yivarcha Machar. That if you didn't say it today, that you do it tomorrow. Right, we're talking about Kiddush Levana. Ad she desmala pikimusa, until fills up the pekima, the cavity of it, says Rashi of a basar. After that, lo shaykh lemimar mechadesh chadashim. You can't say it's new. Shari kvar no shenesi. It's already considered like it's old. Now, how much is that? Vekama as a machlokas. Am Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Am Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Shiva. You have 7 days. So the 7th day of the month. Now, Dayami Ad Shisha Sar until the 16th of the month. Beep, turn the page. Mem Beis Omer Aleph. Both of them hold like Rav Yochanan, who says that it you don't say after it became full. The question is, what's called full? Ha lemehave ki yisra. According to Yehuda, it's when the moon becomes like a bow that's filled with a bowstring. So it's like, well, that's 7 days in. Ha lemehave ki napia. Other ones like a napia, like a sieve. It's around like a sieve, which is halfway through the month when he has like a full moon. Then it starts going down. Okay, but even after the fact, you should be able to say the bracha of Atov Ameitiv because it's giving you light. And when it's chaser, when it's lacking, when the moon starts going down in light, do we start saying Dayan Emes? We should say Atov Ameitiv. Why don't we do both? When it's going up, say Atov Ameitiv. And when it's going down, say bracha Dayan Emes. Now, since that is the norm, that's how it works the month, every month in and month out, we don't make a bracha like that. Says the Gemara, anyone says Kishavana in the right time, Kielu Mekabal Bnei Shechina, as if he was Mekabal Hashem. Ksif Alchis says, "We're a Chodesh Hazeh, like a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem." That's with Parsha. The balloon strikes again. Bam. Ksif Hasam Zeh Keli Vanveyu. So say Zeh, and just like you say, this is the Lord Almighty. So too, we say Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. Tana Rabbi Shmuel Il Malay Zochi Yisrael Lahakim Bnei Avinu Shemayim Kol Chodesh B'Chodesh Dayam. If you could greet a Kodesh Baruch Hu every single month, Dayam, oh, that would be great. That would be enough. Says Rashi, Ilu lo zachlu l'mitzvah acheres, elu lezu. Even if they didn't have any other mitzvahs, but this one, Shemekam p'nei shechina, p'amachas v'chodesh, Shemekam p'nei shechina once in a month, get a bring zeir shava, Dayam, that would be a lot. Amar Abai Hilkach, therefore, Nimrinu Me'unu, therefore you should say standing up, because you're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually it's whole. Makal Pnei Shechino Me'umad Bay. You'd have to say it standing up in a kavod Shechina, Shumakam Shechina. Mareim Marzuta, Mechafte, Mevarech. They would go ahead and they would hold on to the shoulders of people and would support themselves to be able to stand to say Kiddush HaKadosh. Even when they were old, they couldn't stand on their own, they would make sure they were standing for it. Amar Rabach L'Ravashi, B'marava, Mevarechi, B'marava! They used to go and they would bless. Baruch Mechadis Chadoshim, that was a bracha that they used to make. As for the Gemara, Malay, Hai Nashi Didan, Nami Mevarechi. our woman also can go ahead and make that particular bracha. Ella Karev
Yehuda, Tamar Rev Yehuda, Baruch Asher B'Mamara, Baruch Shchakim, with the utterances he created the heavens, a Baruch Piv called Tzavam, with the wind of his mouth, all the Tzavam, all the officers, Chokus Ma Nasan Lehem, Shalishan, his tafkidom, a decree and a schedule he gave them that they not alter from what they're supposed to do. Sasam is vechem, lasas to konam, they're joyous and glad to do the will of their owner. And pole MS plus an MS, the workers of truth, those who work, whose work is truth. Ve la levana, meaning they never change what they're supposed to do. Says Rashi, hein chain, mishanam, a sidrum, they do exactly what they're supposed to do. Levana, mashad is chadish. And to the moon, he said that it should renew itself each month. A teres tafers, lamuse batan, shame, a sidrum, is chadish, kamosa, a crown of splendor for those born from the womb who are destined to renew themselves like it. Rashi explains that Atarit Tveres Hi La Musi Batan Simen Hu Lahem Shaf Heim Shemonim Lahem Asidim Laschadesh Beglusan Kemosa Lefar Yotzim. It's a sign to the Yidden that they also are going to eventually be restored to their former glory. And to glorify their molder for the name of his glorious kingdom, the one who renews the months. Okay. Ki b'sach bulos ta'aselecha milchama. Pasuk says, for by wise counsel you shall wage your war. Amar b'acha b'chanin, amar b'asem, amar b'yochan. B'mi ata motzi milchamta shel Torah. With whom do you find the battle of Torah? Mishesh b'yado chavilo shel Mishnah. Someone who has bundles of Mishnah. Someone who's holding shtark. Kari Rav Yosef Nafshei said about himself, Rav tavuos b'chor shor. Much produce comes by the strength of the ox. If you're wondering, Shaychus, this is just another statement of Acha Bar Chanina, the name of Rav Yochanan. You got to be old and stark and Torah. Okay, next part of the Mishnah said, Echad Omer B'Shtei Shalom. So someone said it happened in the second hour of the day, and someone said it happened in the third hour, it's going to keep it. Omer Rav Shimi Barashi, Lo Shana Lo Shos. This is only talking about there's a discrepancy in terms of the hours of the day. Aval Echad Omer Kolim Neitzachama. Someone said it happened before Neitzachama. And the other one says, their edus is batal umavutal. Says Rashi, aval hanitzacham is simin muvaku. It's so poshet ve'in the toes by hanitzachama. So she's a rach. It's not possible to go and make a mistake over there. In fact, the Gemara pshita. Obviously, why would you think differently? Alechad omer kodem neitz. If someone said before neitz, vechad omer betochen neitz. Someone said within the neitz. That's also going to be batal umavutal. Says Gemara, hanami pshita. Obviously, once it's there, you see it. If it's not there yet, you don't see it. No, ma'od etema habigiluya kai. And maybe you would have thought, you know, that the one aid that says at sunrise was standing in the glow, meaning before the sunrise actually occurred, it's like this glow that comes out. Vechad Omer, where did I go? Ha b'gilui kai, the hadui be'amu hu dechazeh. It was just like the rays that he saw, and he made a mistake that the sun already rose. Kamash malan, no one's going to make that mistake. You'll see clearly if the sun, if you actually see the sun itself or not. Next part of the Mishnah. V'achach machnisin, and afterwards there we go. They would do the first witness, they'd bring in the second witness, and it says that if one of the Talmidim say that I have an argument to go to find a schus, so they elevate him and they put him next to him, and he doesn't go down the entire day. Also, yom sulo, but only that day, no more. You mean to say he stays up there only for that day? He never goes down. He comes up there and he stays there. He doesn't go down the entire day. So that his going up will not become his downfall, right? In other words, it's going to embarrass him if he gets taken there right there. Asher Shem Yeridu Ayom Linyan Kol Busha Hilo. That's going to be a busha, a kherpa. That's going to be a disgrace and an embarrassment for him. Somebody will take him down. Amrabai says no. Targuma Im Ein Mamish Bedvarv. Explain our Mishnah. It's talking about a case when there is no mamashus. In that case, he's with him only for that day. But if he has mamashus, then he stays up there. Matzlo Zechos. Next part of the Mishnah. If they find a schos, a way to get him off the hook, then we said that, and if not, then they hold off the psak until the next day. They don't drink wine, and they work it out. Yaya may tell me, why don't you drink wine? Amar Rabbi Acha, Amar Chanina, Amar Kral, Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ulerosnim, a Sheikhar. The rulers, Sheikhar is not fitting for them. I have to get drunk. Hauskim Birozo Shel Olam Al Yishtakar. Someone is dealing with the secrets of the world. Do not get drunk.
Next part of the mission we have over here, the Mishnah Sasha says, Sarach Lomer, Dan and Elu, can I get Elu? Achihiro. They go and they fight each other out until one can show, can flip the other one over there. And, right, and that is that if it comes out split, or the majority of two didn't want, you know, you only have a majority of one to convict, so then two at a time, you get until 71. And then the judges would go work it amongst themselves until they change the vote. Lo ra umai. What happens even if they don't agree after all this? And it remains a deadlock. And there's no answer. Amar Abacha, potem nesot, the guys have to talk. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, potem nesot, we're paterim. Amar Rabbi Pabla Abayi, v'lifter yimei kar. Like, if it comes as a deadlock, so let's get rid of it in the first place. Why are we going through this whole process of trying to, you know, have them each fight each other out? Amar Abba, Amar Lehi says, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, k'ni shal yetzim ibezin mirubabin. So they shouldn't go out. The judges, they try one last time to work it out. They shouldn't come out. But there's some sort of confusion that's going on. Rashi says, "Genai lebezin shiyasim machlokas ve'ein yodin ligmoras hadin." It's a genai that they don't know how to finish the din over here, so they try as much as they can to work it out. Give it one last shot. If it doesn't work out, say, "Okay, listen, we tried. We really, really tried. We tried. Igida ami amaleira pabla bai v'lamelo yosifu lamelo yosifu. Why are they add judges when you have 23? We're not able to work it out. Liftrei mi beidina kama. Let's get him off from the first court that they didn't work it out. He should be off the hook. Why do you keep adding? Amaleira v'yosi kai kavasach v'yosi agrees with you. The Tanya v'yosi omer kishem she'ein mosifu al bezin shel shem mechad kach ein mosifu al bezin shel esam shel. So there's someone who agrees with you. Tana rabana and omer b'didin manos nizdakin hadin. One can say about cases of money that nizdakin, that then the case became zakein, it became old. Ve'ein omer b'dinei nefashos zakein adin. But you don't say it by dinei nefashos. Mine is zakein adin. What does that mean? Ilei mekoy din, if you want to say it, means that this is a kash dina. If you want to say kash dina, Rashi says zakein din zev ve'omik ve'amok ve'kashet v'tzarech lahamtin lo. If you want to say that it means, it's very difficult, and therefore when it comes to money, we should... delay this. It should be the opposite, right? By capital cases, where the life is at line, that you should like extend it and start working out. Right? Just beginning to fuss and in Yoser. Not because they didn't mominous. I'm Rav Huna Bar Manoach. We say Rav Acha Beri Deravika. Efach. Right. So flip it and say, yeah, you're right. Delay it when it comes to beginning to fuss, not beginning to mominous. Ravashi Amar Leolam Alo Tebich, really don't flip it. Mine is not going to do it. What does it mean? Chacham Dina means the case was decided with Chachma. Rashi says, Yafa Hemadnu Aburiyov Ve'ein Echad Mimedu Tzarech Lahafoch Ladaktik Bo. You don't have to go into it more and more. Ve'ein Omer Kim Bidin Fasso. You don't say it didn't Fasso. Sha'af Mishem Ruhu Im Yedaktik. So that means when it comes to the imamnas, you say, okay, we worked it out. Viter, we're not delaying this. Comes to the nefashos, then we don't say such a thing, and rather we keep going forward. We keep going forward. We keep trying to work it out. May svei frak the gemara. Gadol shabbat the imamnas is dakin adin. Let's say the greatest judge comes and says nizdakin adin. If you want to say it means that the case became, you know, was decided properly. Hanodamer gadol, that's why the gadol speaks up. Eliyamer kash dina, but if you say it became, it's very hard, and therefore we should wait on it. Lo sagid eliyamer gadol, it's not acceptable unless the greatest one says it. Why need only the greatest one? Kisufa hu dekal mechsav benafshe. He's embarrassing himself by saying that his debasin is not able to come to a decision. It says, "Gemara in, yep." Especially the top judge to say this is in udom is bayish by atzmo is bayish by cherem. You can't compare embarrassing oneself by being embarrassed to someone else. I'd rather get up and say my own shortcomings rather than hear somebody else telling me about it. Rashi says, "Tovu lo shehu mevayish atzmo vayomer echad mechaverov kash dinov is bayish by cherem." Better to get up and him say it than someone else say it. Ikedamri some say amar pishlam kash dina, that if you say it means, it makes sense if you want to say that it means that the case is hard and therefore we should hold off on it and work it out. And then that makes sense to say that statement. If you want to say it means, oh yeah, it was decided properly and wisely. Well, this guy's getting up and saying, I'm the greatest judgment. Pasuk says in Mishlei, let another person praise you and not your own mouth. Says Gemara, shiny milsa d'redina. It's different when Bezin says it, because it falls upon the most chash of one to say, right? He has to say, he'll say things even that will praise himself. Get it done. Gamru, like we learned in a Mishnah on the Chavtes. Gamru is a davar, how you machnisa the son. When they finish, they would bring him in. Gadol Shabbat Omer, they say, he's playing at the Zaka, he's playing at the Chayef. You're Zaka, you're Chayef. See, he's the one who goes and say it. And the most chashiv one, he's the one who said all the announcements. Hajar Allah, how you both can. And the la 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 la, oh, and the you know, there's our minig is. Let's quickly look at Daf Mem. How you both can also be Shivacha Kirus, Be'ez, Shavua, Be'ez, Shana, etc. Okay, Malsov and finish the fifth parak. We now begin the sixth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. Beep, turn the page. Mem, Be'ez, Mem, Be'ez. Here we go. Starting up the sixth parak now in Masechta Sanhedrin. Nigmar Din. Once you get to the Nigmar Din, Matsudas Alisoklo lets this guy is Chayev. So we bring you out to. Bring him, Rashi says, we bring him out to Skila. Rashi says, I did the Skila. Reisha de Kula Aramis says, that's the first of all four. We, Mefarish, Mila de De Bereisha. We explain that first. Fahadim, Mefarish, Sha'ara, Beperkin, the Lakam, the Seder. Then we go through all the different types of Mises. Base the Skila, Yechutsa, base the Basin. The Skila, the place where they stone them, everybody must get stoned. Because Rashi, Rachuk, me Basin, Kasasa was outside of Basin, was far from it. Shademar Hotse is a Makal, it says, take out the Makalel. Right, so we see it's not in the place where they were, where they're standing there. Echad omed al pesach beisad din vasudrin biyado. Someone stands right outside. Well, they're taking it. Someone stands outside with this sudr, with this type of kerchief in his hand, and we're going to explain why that's needed. Says Rashi, vasus rachuk b'meinu can they say royo, and a sus is far enough away, but he could still see him to be able. To sign to him. Amar lo, amar echad. Yesh al menav schus. So someone says, I can find a schus for him. Someone says, Bezin, like, you know, I can make him off the hook. Then halah meinif besudrin, and he starts waving his kerchief. Asus rutsim him, he done. And the horse runs and goes and stops him from actually being killed. Vafil ha'omer, yesh li lamin alatsim schus. Even if he says, I myself can bring a schus for myself. Machzirina, so then we go and we bring him back. Afilu arba v'chamish pavim, even four or five times. Ubavat sheish mamish bedvarav, unless it's mamash, but it has to be that he has mamash. Right? It has to be something that actually makes sense. Then he comes back. And the Gemara is going to go into that, says Rashi. Rashi says, K'tats raya adom l'zchus. Gemar parach, mino yodei hanach soklin, imesh mamash v'var, v'halo lo tamidamim. How do we know if really they know that or not, that the Gemara is getting into? Says the Eliga Gemara, Obeis eski l'chutza beis din hava v'sula. Wait, he says, right outside of the basin and not further than that. For a time, once in a brisa, Obeis eski l'chutza shalosh machanos. It's outside of the three machanos. We had machanos Shechina, machanos Levi, and machanos Yisrael. And it went outside of all three of them. So what do you mean it's right outside of the base of the beis din? It says we're in Kitakamart. You're right, it's outside. The reason why I said like this is because Nafkarmina, the Enafik Bedin of Yasuf Chososh Machos, if it happens to be that they had they set up the basin outside of the three Machos, still of Dina Basin skill, Chosah Basin. We do it outside, even though outside of the Machos, still you got to go further. In order that it doesn't look like the Beis Din is a bunch of murderers. Says Rashi, the Ginaya Dover, the Thanan Makos, Sanhedrin, Harugas Pamachas, Vishvo, Nikos Chavlanis. Some Beis Din that kills once in 7 years is considered like bloodthirst, like a destroying Beis Din. Makoshkanim Yakar of the Makoman, certainly if it's right next to its place, that Mixi Makum Ibn the Fashal is like, oh yeah, this is the place where they kill people. Inami Kihechiv, the Tahavi Le'atzala, or we say in order that it should be that the one who should have a possibility of being saved. That is, he has to be walked out there, and on his way being walked out there, someone might come up with a reason to go and save him. Therefore, we try to do it outside of it, meaning beyond the bedside. Minani mili. Now, how do we know it's not outside there? The Tanar Ban and Hotzis Makala Lemichutz Machane. Pasuk of Vayikra. The parasha talks about there was a Jew who comes and cursed against Hashem, Hashem says, take him outside of the camp and have him be stoned. Hoses a Makalel, the one who cursed, El Mechutz HaMachana. Chutz HaShalosh Machanos, outside of the three Machanos, Ata Omer Chutz HaShalosh Machanos, or Enuela Chutz HaMachana Achas. Maybe just means take him outside one of the camps, right? Take him out of the one of the camps. Nemer Kami Chutz HaMachana, it says, Yerim Echutz HaMachana, Nemer Beparuman Nisrafim. And it says, Bepar Nisraf, it's the bowls that get burned, Mechutz HaMachana, also Mechutz HaMachana, and therefore, Malahol Chutz HaShalosh Machanos, just like that. It's outside of three machanos. Afkan, the chusah shosh machanos. So to hear, it's outside of three machanos. What is that talking about? This idea of the par menisrafim. So we have two different types of things. Let's say a par halim davar shel tzibor or a par koin meshuach. Says Rashi, par halim davar shel tzibor is, let's say the Sanhedrin and Gadol makes a mistake in halacha and they matter something that really is usser and it's this or kares, and the majority of Bnei Yisrael go and then following that, then it says they have to go and bring this carbon called a halim davar, par halim davar shel tzibor, and then that's taken mechutz lamachan over there. This, you don't eat the meat. You don't put it on the bizbeach, but you go and you burn it. And what is the idea of the other one we said, par koin mashiach, is that let's say you have the koin gadol, he goes and he's a great sage and he makes a mistake and he matters something that is really kares, then he goes ahead and he behaves like that. Here's something that's carbon. So we say it's like those out to the machlas out to here. V'hasaminon. Now, how do we know over there that when you come to the parim hanisrafim that they actually are outside of the camp, means outside of three camps? The Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, v'hotis kol par el mechutz hamachan. We should remove the entire par, the entire bowl, outside. This is the Kohen Gadol one. Chutz l'shalosh machnos. Ata omer chutz l'shalosh machnos. Omer l'chutz machna achas. How do you know it means three? Maybe it means one. Because you omer el michutz l'machan in a par ha'eda, when it says afterwards, in reference to the par ha'am davar shel tzibor, and that he should remove the bowl to a place outside the camp. Shein tamid lomar. You didn't actually have to say this. Shari kvar nemar v'sarfa so kasher sarfas b'arishon. Right? It already says that about this particular thing, that it was that he shall burn it as he burned the first bull, right? It says the parallel davar shel tzibor gets burnt the same way as this chatas of the Kohen Gadol. And we learned that the Kohen Gadol's thing was outside of the machne. So why does the Torah have to say that the chatas of parallel davar shel tzibor has been outside? Lita lemachne shnia. That comes to include a second machane that's taken out of. And then when it says again the words to outside of the camp, it says a third time, in reference to the ashes, right? It says that that a Kohen Gadol should bring the ashes, which ended up on the Mizbeach, to bring it to a place outside of the camp. Shein Tamid Lomer, you didn't have to say these words. Shari Kfar Nemar El Shefach Hadesh and Yisarif. It already said earlier, in reference to the Kohen Gadol's bull, that on the place where the ash is poured, it shall be burned, right? So therefore, we could have learned out that the ash is poured outside of the camp from the fact that the Pasuk tells us that the bull, the Parim Nisrafim, are done in the same place. So when it says straight up that it's right outside of the camp, it's little lemachan shlish is coming to give us a third camp that it's put out. So therefore you learn out three camps. Frakta Gemara, why are we learning it from there? Right? excuse me. The Parma Nisrafim shtickle over here, we learned the Gezer Shava that it was outside of all three camps. Valeluf Mishchute Chutz. Why don't we learn it out, the place of where you get stoned, from Shchutei Chutz? The Torah asers Shchita of Kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk says over there that that anyone, Ish, be Beis Yisrael, Asher Yishchat Shor or Kesev, or Ezo Machane, or Asher Yishchat Michutz LaMachane, they do it outside. Ve'al Pesach Ol Moed, Lo Yivu L'Akriv Karban HaShem, Lefnei Meshkan HaShem, person gets kares who's doing such a thing. It says that anyone who does it outside of the camp didn't really bring it, and that person gets kares. Just like over there, it means machane achas. Avkan chutz machane achas. To here, it means chutz lemachane achas as well. And that's what it should be done outside of the camp of Levi, but in the machane Yisrael. And for the Gemara, Mistabim mi Parma Nisrafim Avalim. If that makes sense, more sense to learn it from Parma Nisrafim and not from Shchutei Chutz. Shekein Hotzi El Chutz Lamachna Machshir Umechaper. Because the idea of the Makalel is similar to the cases in four different ways. Hotzi El Michutz Lamachna Machshir. You got to remove, it's got to be to a place outside of the camp. It's got to be properly done and something that is mechaper, something that atones. So therefore, we compare these four things over here, right? When it says the idea of hotza'ah, it's used both by the mekalel and by the parim nisrafim, but not about shchutei chutz. It says to a place outside the camp, right? El michutz lamachane, and it says michutz lamachane also over here. By shchutei chutz, it just says michutz, not el michutz lamachane, and that is done properly, when you give skila to the mekalel, and when you parmen esrafim, there's those things that are supposed to be done outside the city, but the shchut echut, something which isn't supposed to be done at all, and that's something that is mechaper, that is that when you go and you kill the mekalel, that's a kapara, and the parmen esrafim also is a kapara, but when it comes to the shchut echut, over there, that's not considered a kapara. So therefore, you learn it out from each other. So we're adarabba. Mishut echutz avalin. If you learn it from mishut echutz, shekein, because it's similar that adam chote b'neshama pigal. You can compare it to these four things. What are the four things? Number one is adam, a person. When it says mishutz amachane by the mekalel, it's focusing on the person. Right? The person who did that wrong thing over there should be stoned outside of the camp. And also, when it talks about shchut echutz, it's focusing on a person. The person who does that type of thing, but when it talks about partner Serafim, it's not focusing on the person. It's focusing on the body, the actual animal. Number two is a sinner. The mekalel, he did an avera, and so is the person who did shchut echutz. But the pasuk that talks about the partner Serafim doesn't deal with the sinner, because the bowls that are being removed, they didn't do anything which is wrong. A life, in both by the mekalel and by the shchut echutz, the thing that happens outside of the camp is the ending of a life, right? You're killing the person. This shchut echutz is being killed. In the case of partner Serafim, though, that's not the case. They already shechted before they got over there, and then they just burn it. And the fourth one is pigel, right? Let's say the Kohen, during the thing, he had the wrong kavanas, then it's a puzzle. That's called pigel, and it causes the meat to be eaten, and somebody says it's going to be chayiv karis. Pigel is something when something's supposed to be done outside of its time or outside of its place. But over here, these things are already outside of that. Pigel doesn't apply to a mekalel, doesn't apply to shchut echutz, because things are only if it would have been kosher otherwise, it has to be inside. But pigel does apply to parim nisrafim. Therefore, don't equate it to parim nisrafim, rather equate the other ones to each other. And therefore, it should be only one out of the one of the machas. And for the Gemara, machsher mi machsher adif. We prefer to say something that prepares from something else that prepares. We are like a deadlock here with 4 and 4. That's true. You could learn out certain things to other type of things. However, says Rashi, explain machsher adifle lemelaf chutz lemachne ha'amer b'shnei elu kachi chovaser uyan lilmod ze mi ze. You're not doing the right thing by shchut echutz, but the other ones, you're doing something in order to go and fix something up. That's the way. So let's learn out the things of active dues as well, something that you shouldn't be doing. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, picking up tomorrow with another answer where we learn out outside of the three camps. Until then, I want to show you all a great, great day.